And welcome into hour number two. Joining us by way of our live line is Justin Logar, who is the star of this week's Bayou Wild television episode. You can see it on YouTube or any of our affiliate channels. Just go to BayouWildTV.com. Justin, good morning.
Good morning, Don. How are you doing?
Oh, doing great. We got wonderful weather here. How's your weather for your fishing tournament up there this morning?
It's nice. It's like low 50s right now. It's going to be nice in the 60s today. Should be pretty good out there today.
Yeah, kind of what we have. Justin, for people not familiar, you know, when they watch the feature, they can learn a lot more about your Hodgkin's lymphoma, and your dad explained it, John explained it very well, as did you. What is your condition right now, if you could give us a little bit of an update? What's the prognosis?
Right now, we are all in the clear, so we had clear scans back in May. And now it's just, you know, kind of moving forward, you know, just getting everything else checked up on every now and then, making sure everything's still in line. But, yeah, I mean, no more cancer, and, you know, everything's been going good since the transplant roughly 2 years ago. So
that's great news. What was your experience level of fishing before you came down here to the Gulf Coast?
I would say, you know, like above average. I mean, I fish a lot, and, you know, I'm still new. I mean, I only started picking up fishing back in high school, but, you know, definitely – above average, but saltwater, definitely pretty beginner level saltwater.
You know, you came to us by way of an organization called Hunt of a Lifetime, should be also called Fishing Trip of a Lifetime, and you chose as your trip of a lifetime tarpon. What did you know about tarpon fishing before you came here?
You know, all I really knew was just that, like, tarpon are, like, you know, like the king catch, like, you know, it's like what you want to, it's like what you want to go catch if you can somehow. And, you know, you see it on, like, the internet and everything like that. It's like, that's what I want.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you would, give us the listeners a little sneak preview, if they haven't seen the feature yet, of how your tarpon fight went.
It was pretty awesome. I mean, it caught us by surprise, and it definitely wasn't a little, it was, you know, it was just early in the morning, caught us by surprise, and it was a lot of fun. I mean, it ripped out nice and far, and the jumps were just, it was unreal, so it was insane.
Yeah, tarpon to me is the most exciting fish I've ever caught, and I've caught a lot of different type of fish over my career, but tarpon tops it. That is a pure sport fish, and you left with one of the scales off of the tarpon. You got a souvenir. That's about all you get off of them, and the memory, and, of course, we got video, too.
Yeah, and I know people talk, like, oh, if you wanted to, like, you know, you can get it, like, killed and mounted. I'm like, why would I kill it? Like, the thing's older than me, you know? I got, like... got the memory and got the scale, no harm done, and it's back out there. So,
have you ever seen a guy as dedicated to a sport as Captain Jeremy McHugh of Stillwater Charters? Boy, he is a tarpon machine.
Yeah, he knows his stuff, and his just, like, thrill for it is unreal. Like anytime there was a little nip of the rod, you know, he's up and ready, getting everyone excited. And, like, he just loves it, and he loves it out there, and he's awesome. He made it a blast, and nothing but thanks for Captain Jeremy. He was awesome and made those 2 days really awesome.
You know, the only thing that was kind of a downer on the trip was your dad. He wanted to catch one, and I was hoping that we'd get a strike and he could get his shot. But you see, these fish have a way of doing that. They denied him letting him catch him, but that gets him back. You guys have got to come back and your dad catch one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know, like, as much as he wanted to catch one, I think he was definitely happy that I was the one who caught the one, so... And, you know, it's the way it goes. I mean, we had one for him, you know, they'll take him down, but, you know, just pop them off. That's just the way these fish, that's the way they work.
Yeah, well, I could tell you wanted him to catch one. He wanted him to catch one, and so did I, and so did Captain Jeremy. So maybe we can make it happen. And if you guys get back down here again, let us know. I'd love to get back together with you. What kind of tournament are you fishing up there this morning?
It's a bass tournament through my school. So we have this little club tournament. We got about 20 boats or so going out.
Well, you're probably one of the few people up in that tournament that has actually landed a tarpon, so you got the experience.
That's very true.
Justin, yeah. Thanks for being with us, and I really enjoyed meeting you and your dad. Best of luck on everything, and we'll be looking for you on the TV.
I really appreciate it, Don. Thanks for having me, man.
All righty. Justin Logar up in New Jersey. The star of Bayou Wild TV's episode, Justin's Tarpon Tale, is the name of the feature. Check it out. All right, coming back after this, we christened a spot in the North Biloxi Marsh as Dutch's Corner. We did that this week with Captain Mike Gallo and crew. We'll talk about that with him and also get a fishing report for you. Or the World Series trout at the bridges in Pontchartrain. World Series going on. Did the trout show up? Mike will tell us what he thinks. Coming back on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And it's time for our report with Captain Mike Gallo, brought to you by Seato. You know Seato. You've seen them, the big yellow boats. And if you've seen them out there, they were probably going out to help someone. And they can help you if you sign up to be a member. $249 for an entire year. And, you know, it's Christmas holidays and gift shopping starts coming up. What a great gift to give to someone. And you can do that by contacting Captain Chris, 504-301-4545, or simply click seato.com. And you'll, for yourself or your loved one, they'll be getting free towing anywhere, anytime, free fuel delivery if that's the problem. Jump starts for electrical breakdowns. Dock-to-dock towing is premier on-water assistance from their expert captains. Check them out, seato.com. Captain Mike joins us now, and this past Wednesday, Captain Mike, myself, Glenn Shure from Standard Mapping, Al Calabrese, and Steve McNamara, all buddies, friends of a longtime listener to this program, a legendary fisherman, the founder of the Louisiana Big Game Fishing Club, Dutch Prager. And when we left the spot that we fished, it is now designated on the map, this location, as Dutch's Corner. Mike, glad to have made that trip. And boy, what a day it was, a beautiful day. And we were actually rewarded with some of redfish, some of Dutch's favorite fish to catch in that favorite spot of his.
It was very memorable for all involved, Don, and I thank you for helping me gather the right people to pull it off.
Well, now people can go on Standard Map, either the chips or the maps, and look for it. It's called Dutch's Corner. Kind of give them a description of where that spot's going to be on the map.
Well, Dutch's Corner is located in Bayou Maroon. It's a shallow corner, which, as we spoke about, makes it a bit unique. Most of the bends in the marsh, the outside edge of the bend is deep. In this particular bend, the inside portion of the bayou is deep, and the outside is shallow. And Dutch and I caught many redfish there over the years, and I just thought since it was a unique spot, and Dutch was such a unique person, that would be a fitting spot to try to carry on Dutch's legacy. So now Dutch continues, even though he's not here with us.
Yep, and people can watch that on an upcoming Bayou Wild TV episode. It should be airing after the first of the year as Dutch's 100th birthday approaches. And, you know, it was great to get out there and hear from Steve and Al and you and reminisce and tell stories about Dutch. What a guy, a great guy to be out there fishing with. And he was a regular, never missed one of these shows. He always caught the radio show every Saturday morning. And also a special thanks to Glenn Shure of Standard Maps. Everybody knows Standard Mapping with the chips. You drop them in and the whole coast of Louisiana and parts beyond you can find. And you can find Dutch's Corner if you go online there. Mike, let's talk a little bit about the fishing that's going on there and other places. World Series trout. The World Series has started. Are they showing up at the bridges? What are you hearing on those bridges that stretch across Lake Pontchartrain?
Don, we are seeing a few trout, but more consistently, I guess you could say it's World Series sheephead time. Because, boy, the sheephead are certainly biting. Had a boat go out yesterday, and they came back with over 25 of those things, some black drum, a couple of redfish, and a few trout mixed in with them. So I think we get another cold front or two will really help put the trout on those bridges. There's certainly trout in Lake Pontchartrain. They're just still kind of scattered out a bit. This warm weather that we're having is not having those fish concentrated. So I'm catching fish all over, caught fish from 2 feet of water to 30 feet of water. So they're really scattered, but the good thing is they're kind of everywhere.
Mike, we had a very pleasant ride across Lake Bourne. The forecast is for a very light north and northeast winds, about 5 knots. For people headed to that Biloxi Marsh, from what you saw there, chances of going there and catching maybe a combination of reds and specks, so what would you suggest?
Well, the tide is high just about now, and it's going to start falling. So I would suggest you look for birds, and fish are popping cork with a plastic or live shrimp. The matrix under cork, the gulp under cork is really my go-to whenever I'm fishing for trout. There's some bull reds out there as well. You know, practice catch, photo, and release on those. They are the future of our slot-sized redfish. And as the tide gets moving a little later in the morning, you'll start to see current lines around points and where bayous empty into lakes. And those are going to be ambush points where you'll be able to catch both speckled trout and redfish. Almost anywhere, Don. There's plenty of fish in the marsh. Some of the gas wells in Lake Bourne are holding fish. The white trout are really thick. We caught some on bare hooks earlier in the week. So plenty out there.
Very good. You know, Mike, you know, we talked about the fishing out there, and I think one tip that if I heard it once on Wednesday, I heard it 100 times. You got to get up in the grass. When the water's high, you got to throw right at the edge of the grass, correct?
You know, Don, I have a saying, and it reminds me of when we were all in school and the teacher would tell us I before E except after C. You know, those little tidbits that help you. And my little saying when I'm redfish is high and tight, low and long. Gotcha. When the water's high, you got to fish tight to the grass. When the water's low, you can be a long way from the grass.
Right. As fish are cruising along that grass, plucking crabs and shrimp and little minnows and shiners out of there, and that's where they're going to be feeding. Mike, it was a great day. Dutch's Corner is now there. I just got a text, and someone said that they reported seeing Taylor Swift fishing at Dutch's Corner. We'll have to verify that if that's in fact true. Maybe she found her way out there, huh?
She might have got Glenn's LA1 card already and downloaded it.
Yeah. Well, Mike, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and maybe have you bring them to Dutch's Corner and catch fish with them, they can find you on my site, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, your site, AAofLA.com. Give them that telephone number if they want to give you a call.
Very simple. Telephone number is 985-781-7811.
All right, Mike, have a great day, and thank you so much for the designation for Dutch's Corner for perpetuity. We really appreciate it, and I'm sure Dutch's fans will enjoy going there and reminiscing and talking about it. Maybe we need to put a monument or a sign out there or something. Huh?
That's a possibility.
All right. Thanks again, Mike. See you next week.
Thank you, Don. Talk to you then.
Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. All right, we're going to hunt down, see if there's some World Series trout in Lake Pontchartrain for kayakers. Eric Mohabarak joins us to talk about that. Back with his report right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our Paddler's Report is brought to you by No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie, 3,000 square foot of apparel, kayaks, kayaking equipment, gear, fishing, fly fishing, one of the largest salt and fly fishing gear stores you'll find anywhere in the area. They also have demo events on site. They've got a demo pool if you want to try before you buy, and extensive gear, especially for the paddlers who go out there with the fly rods in hand. That's No Wake Outfitters on Airline Drive. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Stop by and see them. All right, hopefully we'll make contact with Eric. I wanted to talk to him about kayak fishing in Lake Pontchartrain, but until then, let's get to some of the text messages coming in. Again, someone else talking about remembering Frank Davis. They live in Poydras, but we go to Slidell and take the Frank Davis Memorial Bridge all the time. That's Robbie from Poydras. Yeah, they actually named the bridge in honor of Frank. Frank was a Slidell resident. He fished under that bridge an awful lot. He fished a lot with Kenny Krieger, and also, he was also good friends with, you know, Gilbert Cousins, who originally had one of the first boat launches and rentals there on Lake Pontchartrain. All right, we got, let's see, Beaticote Tommy wants me to remind everyone, early voting is on. Please go vote. It's a very important election. Lines will be long and even longer on election day. Yeah, that makes common sense there. I've already voted, and hopefully the listeners of this program, who are pretty much all like-minded folks, will get out and vote. We got Brian Guidros checking in. Bayou Black, the bass are starting to bite pretty good over there. And this is an interesting text. Someone has Big Mike. He's got an old spear that was used to spear tarpon under the trestle around 100 years old. They use the scales for guitar picks because they are full of bones and not edible. Yeah, they're big bony fish, and the meat's not very good either. So they're pretty much nothing but a sport fish. And it's, as I told Justin in the TV feature, you'll see we removed one scale off of his tarpon. It's a big scale. In fact, the French word is grand écaille, and it means big scale, which the fish is also called that. And when you catch a tarpon, that's your souvenir. You pull the scale off of it. And he talked about getting it mounted. Nowadays, all you need is the measurements and a picture of the fish, and they'll do a fiberglass reproduction, and the fish can swim to fight somebody else another day. All right, I got Doug checking in. He had some trailer issues, and he reminds everybody, take a look underneath your trailer. A lot of times you look at your boat, you maintain your motor, but trailers get neglected, and make sure your trailer is in good shape. The Frog Lawyer is checking in. He's ready to launch at the Lafayette Kayak Fishing Club's Turkey Trout Bowl. It's an annual event they hold at Sycamore Point. He's waiting for the Lafayette Yakker to bring the boot in. Hope he shows up for you, Frog Lawyer. Louisiana River Chickens checking in. They had a good trip fishing the Wrigley's near Slidell. Caught some reds and trout last week. And let's see. Someone wanted to know if they can give Cito a gift anonymously, like to give it to anyone. And I reply, I'm sure you, Chris and Colleen or Finello at Cito can definitely make that happen. You give them a call, and they'll tell you how to get that done. All right, coming back after this time out, it's Bad Boy the Outdoors time. Now, a lot of times, the bad boys go out there and they got an evil plot, a plan in mind of how to steal our natural resources. This one, I think, was more of a crime of opportunity. And you got to resist the temptation. Maybe you've had it in your experiences. Well, tell you all about it coming back right after this pause. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, we got someone commented that they saw the Bayou Wild TV episode, said it was a great show. Hunt of a Lifetime is a great organization, making dreams come true. Yes, it is, and we are very proud to work with Hunt of a Lifetime and actually publicize it. And if you have someone, a young person that has a terminally ill with stricken with some sort of a disorder or disease, and they have a hunt or a fishing trip of a lifetime they'd like to make, if you go to huntofalifetime.com, you can find out more about the organization, and they can try their best to make it happen, and we help them in doing that, and we enjoy doing it. Or if you would like to provide a service that you have to share it with the recipients of Hunt of a Lifetime, guys like Captain Jeremy McHugh of Stillwater Charters donates his time and his effort to make those things happen. Captain Ryan Lambert, who we'll be talking to soon, he's also done a trip, as many others have done, and we thank them for that. And if you think you have a trip that you'd like to offer, a service that would be a lifetime trip for someone who wouldn't normally do it, get in touch with me. And again, you can reach me at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. And we'll include you on our list of resources in case we get someone that would like to take that trip of a lifetime with you. All right, we got a bad boy story coming up. And coincidentally, I'm hearing from a Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries agent, Tim. He's taken his two sons, 4 years old and 6 years old, Lewis and Timothy, on their very first fishing trip today. They're headed to Bayou Bienvenue, hoping to make memories and not fill the box. Boy, you got some great weather for it, Tim. Good luck to you and the kids. Let me know how it turns out. All right, we'll be right back after this quick 10-second station identification pause and tell you the story of a crime of opportunity, I believe. Next, I'll have to let our local stations identify themselves on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Well, during this past Louisiana teal season, on September 27th, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents Lieutenant Scott Dupre, Sergeant Jake Darden and Agent Harry Gaines received a complaint, as many of these stories begin. They get citizens giving tips about illegal activities going on in the outdoors. This one was about an individual taking several black-bellied whistling ducks from a vehicle on a public roadway. During the investigation, the agents learned that Caden Ashley saw the ducks lining a roadway pond near Sharonton and shot them with lead shot from the roadway out of his vehicle. Upon further review, they also learned that Ashley had committed other migratory bird violations, resulting in the seizure of the three whistling ducks, his 12-gauge shotgun, along with his vehicle. And he was cited for hunting ducks other than teal during teal season, hunting ducks without a federal duck stamp, hunting migratory game birds from a vehicle on a public roadway, and violating non-toxic shot requirements, which, if convicted on all these counts, facing prosecution in a federal court involving expensive fines, civil restitution, and possible jail time. That's 23-year-old Caden Ashley of Sharonton, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. You know, I think most of these cases that we present to you as these bad boy stories, people go out with the intention of breaking the law. This one, I don't think, was a case. I think he was driving along, and like many of you, you know, these whistling ducks, they're almost like domestic ducks, and they're everywhere. They're in ponds, they're in canals, they're in ditches, along roadways. They don't really have much fear of humans. And he happened to have a shotgun in the truck, and but didn't even get out of the truck and shot these ducks. And you got to avoid that temptation to do something like that, because as I mentioned, you know, it could be these migratory bird cases are federal offenses, and it can result in some huge fines, restitution being paid back, and in very rare cases, I don't think in this case there'll be any jail time, but confiscated his gun, even took his vehicle, took his truck. Not a good situation. So, you know, abide by the law, resist temptation, and, you know, what is the challenge of shooting ducks out of a window of a truck that is sitting on the edge of a pond anyway? I don't get it. All right, we got coming up, Ryan Lambert's going to check in with us. We're going to talk to him. Boy, I've been from some phenomenal fishing down in his neck of the woods, down there near the tip of the boot. We're also going to talk to a couple of the organizers. Well, in fact, the president of the Louisiana Collectors and Carvers Guild, Emil Broussard, Gene Hebert, is going to join us too, and we're going to talk about the Louisiana Wildfowl Festival. I'm calling it the alternative trip from the Taylor Swift, and it's a whole lot cheaper, a whole lot less crowd, and you might even find it more enjoyable. They'll tell you all the different things that are going on there. Also want to remind you, the Bad Boys of the Outdoors is presented in part by the Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association. It's a nonprofit group, and you can help provide funds. They offer a scholarship and other benefits for their members, and you can help them by purchasing exclusive gear for LWAA, which is the Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association. Got hoodies, t-shirts, koozies, hats, vast array of gear and apparel. You can check it all out at supportlwaa.org. That's supportlwaa.org. All right, coming back after this, the Plastic Man joins us to talk about what he's throwing plastic at these days down outside of Burris at the Cajun Fishing Adventures Lodge. And all the guides down there, all of them get out and come back and compare stories. And they do hunt ducks down there, too. We're back with Ryan's report after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the Plastic Man, Captain Ryan Lambert, joins us. And, Ryan, is there any better conditions or time of the year for fishing than right now?
Not only that, but the fish are chewing, boy. They are chewing.
Yes, indeed.
It's been really good.
What side y'all going to, east or west?
Well, I'm going west. We got 1, 2, 3, 4 going west and 7 going east.
Wow. A lot of fish are going to be coming in today. What kind of fish are y'all catching? What size and what species?
You name a fish except for flounder, and we're bringing it in.
There you go.
Marty even had a Spanish mackerel in the river yesterday.
Wow. What the heck was
it? Crazy.
GPS must have been off, huh? Spanish mackerel in the river.
A really good trout bite. You know what we're lacking, though? Bull reds. The bull red school's on here. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it is.
We don't have the giant schools of pogies that they follow. So they really not, you know, normally we get out there and get on schools of them, but they're not there. You know, you're catching them when you're catching trout, so they're here, but they're not schooled up.
Mm-hmm. Y'all but fishing plastic or, well, we know what you're fishing, but it's for the normal humans. What are they using, plastic or live?
We talk to Willis. Yeah, they got a plethora of different things, you know. A lot of them got live shrimp on board. I'm going to throw the Z-Man shrimp today myself.
Yeah.
Something that Jose gave me that looks real nice.
You like that Z-Man. You've been using that for a long time.
You know, I could put a little super glue on there, put it on there, and I don't have to change baits all day.
Yeah.
You know, it don't come off, and that's really good. Plus, it's got great action and, you know, great colors. So, you know, I like
it.
Z-Man, they're a great company, too.
Has that Marker 54 bait made it down there yet?
Oh, yeah. All of them have that, too. And what I'm using is very similar to that, very similar. And I don't know. I don't get to a store or nothing. You know, I don't ever go shopping, so I don't see all those things. But, you know, they got them. I see them on the boats, and they got the big ones, and they got that one little shrimplet, you know. So, and my cousin was telling me about it the other day. He lives over there on Lake Padre Train, and they was whacking him with that. He said, oh, my gosh, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's a shrimp look-alike, and it's very, very tough. I mean, you can, you know, it takes quite a few fish to chew it up.
Same plastic as Elastec. The same thing that Z-Man uses, that Elastec, and it's really durable stuff. So, yeah, you don't have to tear them up. And they've been catching, they've been catching more than that little thing. So my little cousin was raving over it. He said he went in the bass pond and whacked the bass on it, too. So
it's a good bait. It's a good bait. Now, that slimy slug, you still got a few of those up in your attic, or are they all gone?
You didn't know I got cases of them things still.
I guess they don't go bad.
The right moment. I got those big 8-inch ones, and when those big trout come around, man.
What do you think that imitates, that makes those big trout bite?
Sand
eel,
eels,
maybe?
Big sand eels.
Uh-huh. Big eels, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, they love them sand eels. Big trout to eat them up. So that, and, you know, if you use a silver one, it's like a mullet. It's just like a good wounded fish pattern, you know, the way they move through the water. But I know it catches a lot of fish and big fish, so I save them for the moment.
You know, I was in the Biloxi Marsh Wednesday, and I saw one duck, a model duck. Have you gotten any new arrivals yet? Are we waiting for a moon or what?
No, we got them.
They're there, huh?
We got them. Yeah, they're here. And another front coming, and it'll be even better. And, you know, I saw some migrating yesterday. So, it's, you know, it's that time of year when they're all arriving and getting in the marsh and doing their thing. But I tell you what, I have not seen not one duck on the west side. And I went north yesterday, and I didn't see any ducks to the north either. So there's not a great deal of them here yet.
Yeah. Gator season. You finished it up?
Yesterday. I got my last two yesterday.
Yeah. Any more big ones like those big 10-footers we found?
Marty got a 10, not Marty, Corey got a 10-9, I think. Oh, a dinosaur. I mean a dinosaur.
Man, what makes a little girl go?
54 pounds.
What makes them little girls go after them big dinosaur lizards like
that? I don't know, but they did, and her and her daddy got it in the boat somehow.
Yeah.
354-pound gator, that's a lot of
meat.
A lot of bulky meat, you know.
Yeah.
But we got the alligator meat for the year for the lodge, so we're good to go.
What do those girls in the kitchen do with your alligator? Do they make a mole?
No, we take the muscle in the tail, we use that for appetizers, and the cheeks and the rest of it, you know, we'll fry that, and we'll marinate it in some raspberry vinaigrette or just Italian, and we'll fry it like fish. And then the other one they use in the sauce piquant, which is really, really good. I think that's what we're going to have tonight.
Yeah, that's
but you got to make sure you get all the fat off of it. All that pale yellow fat got to come off.
That's strong and nasty stuff. You got to get that fat off of a gator for sure. All right, so what do your customers take home when they kill an alligator? Do they get the hide? Do they buy the hide?
No, you can't give them the hide because it's got to be inspected before they can have it. So a game warden has to come inspect it. So normally I take them over there to State in Lafayette if they want to do something with them because, you know, in order to tan them, you got to bring them somewhere anyhow. So I'll bring them to those guys over there in Lafayette, and they do a great job for me. In fact, one of your listeners last week, after we talked about it, they came and they got back with me and asked me the name of it. So, yes, they did a good job for me. And this year I'm taking 2 7.5, 8-footers, and I'm going to have a nice pair of gray boots made for me.
All right, sounds so, good. All right, Cajun Fishing Adventures. Give them the telephone number, Ron. They want to give you a call. And I know you booked up, but they can maybe always squeeze somebody in on this.
And I still got some duck hunts in the early part of the season in November. But it's 504-559-5111. And I'm going out there and get on them trout right now.
All right, let me know the results of the contest, too.
Will do, buddy.
You know the contest you got going on that you're going to award a Cast and Blast trip to the – winner of the Taylor Swift look-alike contest you got going on at the lodge.
God almighty, come on now. I think Salvador might win that.
Oh, yeah. All right, buddy, y'all try to have some fun down there. We'll catch up with
all
you
right, next
we'll
do, week. Buddy. We'll see you.
There he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. All right, coming back after this, Emil Broussard, Gene Abreu join us. They're going to be opening the doors pretty soon to the Louisiana Wildfowl Festival, 45th Annual Casting Center, Pelican Park. They're going to give us a sneak preview of what you'll find inside. Next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, we're taking out to Pelican Park at the Casting Center in Mandeville, right next to Fontainebleau State Park. That's the site of the 45th Annual Louisiana Wildfowl Festival. It is a presentation of the Louisiana Wildfowl Carvers and Collectors Guild, and joining us is Emil Broussard and Gene Hebert. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Don.
Hey, right.
Good morning, Don. Emil, thanks for having me on. We're excited to speak to your audience about our festival.
Yeah, doors are going to be open at 9 o'clock this morning for the public, and you got judging and competition going on, and then a demonstration. What can they see during the live wildfowl demonstration?
We got several different things that we're doing this year. Is that we have the Green Ducks Unlimited presenting Green Wing membership to all of the kids that attend this year.
Fantastic.
We also offering a cash wine and beer this year, and we have a painting for the kids. We made up some butterflies and duck heads and awesome leaves that the kids can sit and paint with us.
And then that becomes a souvenir they can take home with them, correct?
Absolutely.
That's correct.
Very good.
We that's two of the new activities that we have. But we also have a competition, and we have carvers from all over the USA who have honed their skills to create lifelike recreations of all types of wildfowl, ducks, geese, songbirds, shorebirds, all species of all kind. It's really something to see.
Yeah, this is a long-standing tradition that started off from when people used to carve wooden decoys because they used them as hunting decoys, and then it became an art form, and guys like Charlie Frank and you guys have continued the tradition on. I heard that Louisiana has more carving champions than any other state. Is that true?
That's a true statement.
Yeah,
well, they have a competition in other parts of the country, and a lot of the world champions are from this area.
Now, people can learn how this is done as far as the whittling and the painting and actually do hands-on demonstration. It actually goes on at the show at the exhibit tables, correct?
That's correct. Tomorrow we're going to have a duck carving. The carvers are going to get together and carve a head for a duck, and we give them 2.5 hours to complete a head for a duck with just hand tools.
Mm. That's
And for the new activity... For the new activity with the aspiring artists, we're saying it's for children, but it could be aspiring artists of all ages can come. And we have some student artists that are going to instruct and help them create their butterfly or their duck head. And like we said, you can take that home with you as a keepsake.
That's art students from Southeastern University that's going to be attending that.
We also have an auction on Sunday. It starts at 1 o'clock. If you want to participate, you're welcome to do that with the admission fee of $5. but it'd be nice to get here a few minutes early so you can register and participate in the auction.
Yeah, if somebody wants to buy one of these works of art during the auction, what time will that auction start tomorrow?
1 p.m.
And when will it close out?
As long as it lasts.
And so all of the items are either bid on or purchased, or we get through all of the items. They can also see some examples of these items on our website at lwccg.com. And there's some really collectibles, antiques, and also some decoys that were carved by some of these world-famous carvers. It's really interesting to see and participate. And also, we have a lot of history, and some of the carvers will be here. You can meet the carvers that have made some of these works of art.
I tell you, it never ceases to amaze me, the detail, the fine detail on some of those decoys. It looks like if you blew on it, the feathers would part. It's just such a wonderful work of art that they do. And I'll be looking forward to seeing you guys down there. I'm calling this the alternative trip to the Taylor Swift concert. You can go here for $5, free parking, Casting Center, Pelican Park in Mandeville. Hours 9 to 5 today and 9 to 4 tomorrow. And stop by and see these guys and participate in it. Thanks for being with us, and thanks on continuing this long-standing tradition of waterfowl decoys and expanding into other wildlife. Thank you so much, guys. I'll see y'all a little bit later on.
Thank you, Don.
All right, Gene Hebert, Emil Broussard, Louisiana Wildfowl Festival. Put that on your calendar. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Done it. We got it in. We'll be back again next week. It's your two-hour journey, sometimes a pre-journey into the great outdoors, and it's 36th year. We call it the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.